Dying Daily by Russell Simmons. Introduction: The Science of Death in Life. What if death was not an end, but a door? What if the act of dying could be mastered, not as a final extinguishing of consciousness, but as a daily practice, one that liberates the soul from suffering, transcends the limitations of the physical body, and aligns us with the vast intelligence of the cosmos? For centuries, mystics, philosophers, and scientists alike have wrestled with the enigma of death, seeing it not as an ultimate defeat, but as a transition, an initiation into a higher understanding of existence. Throughout history, there have been whispers of those who have learned to die before death, to unshackle themselves from the bonds of mortal limitation, and in doing so, attain a state of profound freedom. St. Paul's declaration, "I die daily," resonates beyond mere words, hinting at a discipline of surrender, an alchemical transformation that takes place within the living. In the traditions of the Radha Soamis and other ancient spiritual paths, there is an understanding that deep meditation can lead one beyond the confines of physical experience, allowing the mind to disengage from the body in a state of suspended animation, journeying through ever-expanding planes of higher consciousness. Science has long sought to understand what happens in the liminal space between life and death. Neurological studies on near-death experiences suggest that consciousness may not be entirely tethered to the body, that in the moments of greatest surrender, awareness may transcend its biological constraints. Yogis and mystics have spoken of metabolic control, of breathing techniques that slow the functions of the body to a near standstill, of consciousness extending beyond the individual self to merge with the infinite. If these states can be reached through dedicated practice, could they not hold the key to something greater? Could they reveal a way to escape the seemingly endless cycle of reincarnation and suffering that so many traditions describe? The tyranny of respiration, the biological compulsion to keep the body alive at all costs, binds us to an existence of need, suffering, and limitation. We eat, we breathe, we age, we decay, and the wheel turns once more, pulling us back into physical form again and again. But what if there was a way to transcend this cycle? What if we could slip beyond the constraints of bodily existence and experience a state of liberation without having to undergo the trauma of physical death? Many have sought this path, from the ascetics who denied themselves the pleasures of the flesh to the sages who meditated in caves for decades, dissolving their attachments to the world. But is there a way to achieve this that does not require complete withdrawal from life itself? Can we, as modern seekers, find a method of stepping beyond suffering while remaining engaged with the world? This book is an exploration of that possibility. It is an investigation into the deep and ancient knowledge of transcendence, merging science, philosophy, and spiritual practice to uncover whether the human experience can be freed from the prison of mortality. Drawing upon the wisdom of both Eastern and Western traditions, the latest discoveries in neuroscience, and the timeless teachings of those who have walked this path before us, we will explore techniques of extreme relaxation, yogic breathing, metabolic control, and meditation that may allow us to experience the higher realms of consciousness while still inhabiting the body. More than an intellectual inquiry, this is an invitation to step beyond fear, to question the nature of self and existence, to open oneself to the possibility of becoming something more. The practice of dying daily is not an escape, but a return to our infinite nature, to the realization that we were never truly bound at all. The great illusion of death is that it is an ending. The great truth is that it may be the beginning of the greatest liberation we will ever know. 1. The nature of consciousness. The mystery at the heart of existence. Consciousness is the most intimate and undeniable experience of our existence, yet it remains one of the greatest enigmas in science, philosophy, and spirituality. We live within its boundless landscape, shaping reality through perception. Yet when we attempt to define it, it slips like sand through our fingers. Is consciousness merely an emergent property of neural activity, a transient epiphenomenon of the brain? Or is it something far greater, a fundamental force of the universe that exists beyond time, space, and matter? The neuroscientific perspective, a biological phenomenon? Modern neuroscience, armed with functional MRI scans and neurochemical analysis, suggests that consciousness arises from the intricate web of neurons and synapses firing in the brain. Theories such as integrated information theory, IIT, and global workspace theory attempt to explain awareness as a networked process, where different brain regions contribute to the unified sense of self. The brain's complexity gives rise to qualia, the subjective experience of existence. But can these electrical and chemical processes alone account for the depth and mystery of awareness? There are cases that challenge this materialistic view. Near-death experiences, psychedelic states, and cases of terminal lucidity, where people with severe brain damage suddenly become clear-minded moments before death, hint at the possibility that consciousness is not entirely bound to the physical brain. Could it be that the brain is merely a receiver, a biological interface, rather than the true source of consciousness? The quantum enigma. Consciousness beyond the brain? In recent years, quantum physics has offered tantalizing possibilities regarding the nature of consciousness. Some physicists, such as Roger Penrose and Stuart Hameroff, propose that consciousness may arise from quantum processes within microtubules inside neurons. Their theory, known as orchestrated objective reduction, ORC, suggests that consciousness is not an emergent phenomenon, but an intrinsic property of the universe itself, woven into the very fabric of reality. Further, the famous double-slit experiment, where particles behave differently when observed, suggests a strange connection between consciousness and the fundamental nature of matter. Could it be that awareness itself is a force that influences the quantum field, implying that our very observation plays a role in shaping reality? The spiritual view, consciousness as the ground of being. Throughout history, mystics and sages from various traditions have described consciousness not as a product of the brain, but as the ultimate reality from which all things arise. The Upanishads, the core texts of Vedantic philosophy, speak of Brahman, the infinite, all-pervading consciousness that underlies existence. In Buddhism, the concept of Rigpa describes a primordial awareness beyond thought, untouched by birth or death. From the perspective of non-dual teachings, what we call individual consciousness is merely a ripple in the ocean of a greater awareness. Near-death experiences and deep meditative states often reveal a sense of expanded, universal consciousness, a feeling of merging with something vast, eternal, and ineffable. Does consciousness survive death? If consciousness is merely a byproduct of brain activity, then it should cease the moment brain function stops. However, the growing body of research into near-death experiences, out-of-body phenomena, and even reincarnation suggests that awareness may continue beyond physical death. Studies from researchers such as Dr. Ian Stevenson document cases of children with inexplicable past-life memories, while cardiac arrest survivors frequently report vivid experiences of existing beyond their bodies. If consciousness is fundamental to the universe rather than confined to the biological brain, then what we call death may merely be a transition, a shift from one state of awareness to another. This possibility opens the door to extraordinary implications. What if our waking life is only a small fraction of a much vaster continuum of consciousness? A reality beyond the physical. The materialist model, while powerful in explaining the workings of the brain, fails to fully account for the depth of human experience. Consciousness is not just a passive observer, but an active force capable of shaping reality. If awareness extends beyond the boundaries of biology, then what we think of as the self is far more than a fleeting arrangement of neurons. It is something infinite, something luminous, something divine. The journey to understand consciousness is not merely an academic exercise, it is the journey to understand our own existence, our purpose, and our ultimate destiny. If consciousness is indeed the foundation of reality, then learning to master it, to transcend its limitations, may be the key to unlocking realms beyond the physical, to truly dying daily and awakening to a far greater existence.